A lot of times in my classes when we're talking about doing stuff with sound, the three things that I say are, okay, do something with voice, do something with music, and do something with sound effects. So we've already played with voice and music. So I guess now the question is, what can we do with sound effects? What do you do with them?
Well, let's start out by thinking about how we can change the background audio environment of a simple reading to change the read environment of that same text. So how can we manipulate, not with music, but with other sounds, how can we manipulate the listening experience?
Right. And to get those sound effects, I mean, there's a simple option that I record them myself. Like I literally go out with a microphone or my phone and see what I can get of a car going by, or the footsteps that I need, or the creaky door that I want, or the crinkling Lay's potato chip bag.
The roaring of a lion.
Yes, or as I often find myself doing, I go to a website and just download them instead of recording them myself. I often use freesound.org, who, I don't know, in 20 years, will that still be around? But isn't this great? I'm imagining people in 20 years listening to this. But right now, freesound.org is great because everything there is licensed by Creative Commons, so you can use it for projects like this.
And it's good stuff.
Yeah, so in the etude we're about to hear, for instance, I imagined that our fake student, Eric, was walking through a cave for some reason. And in that cave, he was very intent on talking about the invention of radio. But as I imagined it, I thought maybe he was a little scared. So I just started searching on Freesound for the word cave. I started searching for the word cavern. And I actually ended up layering six different sounds all together. I know it's five plus Eric. And I came up with something like this.
Before delving, into the mysteries of receiving and sending messages without wires, a word as to the history of the art and its present-day applications may be of service.
I think the term for this sort of experiment is soundscape, but this is a composed soundscape, not a soundscape in the sense that you actually went to a cave and captured the audio material of that space. I can imagine asking students to build out the sound environment like this for their own readings or for famous speeches or something to get them thinking about tone and information density.
I like that, information density. So What did you do with your sound effects experiment?
Well, I started thinking back to, I don't know if you were taught this, but to make a hypertext essay, you know, where every word in the thing links out to something that says more about that word.
Yeah.
So I wanted to try an audible hypertext essay. Some of the sounds that I used are historical audio of the particular technologies discussed in the essay, and other of the sounds are just sort of representative or fun.
The wireless telegraph was invented by William Marconi at Bologna, Italy,
Italia,
in 1896, and in his first experiments, he sent dot and dash signals to a distance of 200 or 300 feet. The wireless telephone was invented by the author of this book at Narberth, Pennsylvania, in 1899, and in his first experiments, the human voice was transmitted to a distance of 3 blocks. Marconi was the first to connect an aerial to one side of a spark gap and a ground to the other side of it. He used an induction coil to energize the spark gap and a telegraph key in the primary circuit to break up the current into signals, adding a Morse register which printed the dot and dash messages on a tape to the Popov receptor. He produced the first system for sending and receiving wireless telegraph messages.
You know, the main thing that makes me think of, I don't know if this is connected or not, but it makes me think of me playing around with tapes in 8th and 9th grade. I remember I would tape a song off the radio, and I remember specifically doing this with Beck's Loser. Do you remember? I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you
come? Yeah,
up?
I do.
And I remember I would take the tape, and he would say some word, and then I would pause the tape, and I'd get my sound effects tape out, and I would rewind it to the right part, and then I would hit pause and hit record, and I would essentially add that sound effect in, or that clip from another song, or whatever it made me think of. It was kind of like associative listening. So there's a sense of, oh my goodness, this sound in the song made me think of this other sound, and I put it together into one tape.
That's awesome. Did you ever listen back to your creations, and did it change the listening experience of the song when you listened to the enhanced file?
Yeah, I listened to them a lot, actually, so it, after a while it would actually sound weird to not hear my enhancement, because I would expect something to come in. I think it also gave me, maybe this is weird, it gave me a weird sense of pride. It made me feel like, look what I did. Look how I hopped into this thing that was on the radio, and I'm a part of it now.
I think we're starting to move into a set of activities that may not create pleasing or informative sounds to listen to, but there's still a lot of work to be done in creating them. And I think, as you describe with your tape players, doing the work of sorting out where those sounds go and gathering them and bringing them in is a very useful type of pedagogical activity.
Yeah, and you're making me think too about the importance of juxtaposition.
Yeah, what this is curation, right? Mm-hmm. This is making choices about what elements to include in a composition, which ones to choose, which ones to leave out, but also how to place them in relationship to each other to enact a new meaning.
I love that. And of course, when we're juxtaposing, when we're curating, there's always a little bit of danger there because you lose some control over the meaning. People will always associate different things with the things that you curated, with the things that you put next to each other. But that's a good thing. That's a really, really playful thing.
It is playful. And it's fun to listen to.
Yeah. And